Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder is here. Dan Spaulding, our news director, is in the back of the room. We broadcast from the auxiliary TV space here at Lucas Oil Stadium. Steve Scott's back at the station as he always is so faithfully. Last 12 minutes of the football season for everybody in the state of Indiana. Warsaw right now trails Decatur Central 31-17. And the Hawks have moved the ball to midfield after the interception down near the goal line.
My point was, so sure, like, Hicks has done a phenomenal job. Carter's done a phenomenal job. Polston's done a phenomenal job. But in my mind, those, again, great players, great athletes, great football players, and I think they'd probably be the first to acknowledge that their offensive line has just been outstanding tonight. Our defensive line has not been this stymied all year.
No.
And it's happening tonight.
No one's treated us like this.
No.
It's another way to say it.
And I know there's one quarter left, but over the first three, that's just what I see.
It's true. It's 100% on. We thank, again, the Colts for hosting this event the last 2 days. They are major participants in this state tournament because they foot the bill for all of this, right? They take care of all the stadium workers. They take care of all that. And that is really, really cool and very helpful.
It is. And the thing is, they don't have to do it. There's nothing
to
say they have to. I think it's just more goodwill to the community and the state of Indiana, which is unbelievable.
Yep, it's the way they operate, and that's a good thing. Now if we can just get them to win some football games.
I think they'll be okay tomorrow.
I'm just saying.
I think they'll be okay tomorrow.
They take on the Patriots in Foxborough tomorrow. You can hear that on News Now Warsaw starting at noon. Boys basketball season begins on Tuesday night. No matter what happens here in the next 12 minutes, the Tigers host Columbia City to begin their season. We'll be on the air starting at 5:55, kickoff at 6 on News Now Warsaw. Did I say kickoff?
I think so.
I think tip off. Sorry.
So you go from kickoff to tip-off to first pitch.
That's right.
And then rinse and repeat.
At some point on Tuesday, I will say that the ball was fumbled.
Right.
And you all know, just laugh and
point.
I'll figure it out.
Point and laugh.
Second down and 2 from the 49. Polston going to take off with it on the snap. He'll get across the 50 and he'll get a first down. Down to the Tiger 47-yard line. Kaufman and Hetty with Flores Ortega in there on the stop. Again, we're at that point. Warsaw, they got to make a play.
Absolutely.
The defense has got to come up with the ball somehow and wrestle it away from this Hawk team, again, who has not made one of their normal mistakes. They have the one interception in the end zone by Polston, and that's it.
Didn't hurt him at all.
No, it did not, because the Tigers fumbled 2 plays later. Carter on the delay, far side 40, 35-30, and he runs out of bounds on his own at the 25-yard line. Gain of 22 for the speedy Pharrell Carter.
Yep.
5'11", 155, a junior.
That was a simple handoff up the middle. He read that left side of the line, just completely seal our guys off, and he sped off on that left side.
11:22 left. Clock stopped because Carter went out of bounds. From the 25-yard line, ball in the left hash mark. Carter, they're going to fake it to him and throw it to the near side to Hicks. Hicks is going to hit. He stood up. He's still going inside the 25. They give him a yard to the 24. 1, 2, 3. Tigers hit him and couldn't get him down to the turf. Gain of 1, second down and 9.
That was one of the first times on that tunnel screen, bubble screen, that our defenders came up and actually made contact right at that line of scrimmage.
10:55 left. Decatur Central made it to this game a year ago. Came up empty. Fort Wayne Snyder beat him, and beat him pretty soundly. Tonight, they've got a 2-touchdown lead and trying to make it more. Polston with Carter to his right. Hands off to Carter. Stops. Cuts the middle. Spins away from Habegger. Comes back to the near side 20 to the 15. And he'll be dragged out of bounds near the 13-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 13. First down for Decatur Central.
That was a case where Habegger came up to tackle him. Just spinorama there. Spun right out of it.
He did not break down. He ran right past him.
Yep.
And Carter did a little fancy-dancy move. Got past him. Got the first down. First down and 10 for DC at the Tiger 13-yard line. 10:26 to go. Warsaw down 31-17. And they will hand off up the middle. This is Dodo, and he'll bounce the outside, and Cohen-Eddy will drag him down after a gain of no yards, no gain. Yeah. Second down and 10.
Good penetration there by the middle linebackers.
Right now the Tigers are in a position where they have to sell out every play almost.
Yeah.
And send guys from every direction to the line of scrimmage.
Especially with them being this close to the end zone.
Yep. I'm a big fan of blitzing in the red zone on defense. They may have to do that three more times here. Polston from the 13. Hands off, and Carter gets grabbed and thrown backwards. Cohen-Hetty again. And that's a loss back to the – where are they going to put the ball down? 18-yard line. That's a loss of 5 on that play, and it's third down and 15.
Yeah, Cohen just beat that right guard, came right inside of him, made a great tackle.
Now, based on how that play went, and this Jake Cohen has done an excellent job of calling plays, so this is not me trying to tell him what to do, but I might be ready for the screen.
Yeah.
Let's see. Warsaw shifting some people around, trying to get the right cover people and the right receivers. Polston on the delay handoff. Hands it off for Hunter Harvey, and Harvey's going to be hit for no gain. Kaufman and Habegger brought into the turf for a loss of a yard back to the 19-yard line, and the field goal unit comes on for Decatur Central. Great stop by the Tigers, but the damage may already have been done because this is a pretty short field goal attempt coming up for Ashton Vogel, who has already made one from 33. This would be from 36 and would put his team up by 3 scores. Maybe they'll snap it over his head. Here's everybody ready to go. Snap is perfect. Kick is up. Oh, the kick is blocked. The kick is blocked. Tristan Wilson blocked it. It goes into the end zone. It stops there. And the Tigers hold with 8:12 to go. And the Tigers are still alive here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Well, he didn't snap it over his head. We'll take a block, too.
Block field goals work.
Tristan came right around that edge.
Yeah, he did.
He almost, just looking at that replay, he almost dove too soon.
He almost overran it. Wow.
That's a big break for us. That's a huge break.
Well, 8:12 left. Fourth quarter. The Tigers still with life. But they can't mess around now. They got to go to work, and they got to go work quickly. And there's a pitch out to the outside with blockers in front. It's a good run for Quentin Brock. 35, 40, 45. Hits the brakes. Spun out of bounds into D.C. territory. And they'll mark him out at the 40, the one-yard line. First down, Warsaw. That's a gain of 10, 20, 30, 9. Oh, they're going to give him the 40, so give him 40 yards.
Good block, good pitch, good read by Drew Sullivan. Great run by Quentin Brock. That's a big game. That's exactly what we needed.
8 minutes, 3 seconds left. Warsaw down by 14. Sullivan takes the snap. Oh, he fumbled the ball, and it's picked up by Decatur Central. Sullivan fumbles, recovered by DC. At their 42-yard line.
Just stuff we haven't really seen the last couple weeks. Just uncharacteristic. Just popped out there, tried to – I think that was a fake. And that's just unfortunate.
Man, oh, man.
Yep.
7:58 left. Three lost fumbles in the game for the Tigers.
Those are backbreakers. Like I said in the first half, this Decatur Central team, compared to all the teams we've seen, and we've seen some really good teams the last month, really good teams. This team's right up there, if not better.
Oh, yeah.
And you just cannot turn the ball over three times against a team like this.
Nope, they're too good.
Yep.
You said it earlier, they're too good to give them anything. And whistles sound and timeouts taken by the Hawks. 7:58 to go in the game. 31-17 Decatur Central. We are back here. And we're back here in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder, Steve Scott. Our crew on Friday nights for this entire fall. Getting together more times than any broadcast crew has ever got together for a Tiger football season. It ends here tonight. We knew it would. We were hoping it would be a happy ending, and it doesn't look like it right now. Decatur Central with the ball at their 42 after the Tiger turnover. They took a timeout to make sure they got organized. Polston. Hands off. The Tigers are ready for it, and Carter's going to get slung around and thrown for another loss. And Warsaw's going to take timeout. Timeout here for the Tigers. And Carter is slow to get up. And we will have timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout, 7:49 left. Still 31-17 DC. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Carter is on the sidelines, and he is being attended to. They, I think, taped him up. He's gone back over and is trying to convince anybody who will listen that he's ready to go back in. On the sweep, they hand off to Hicks. He'll turn upfield at the 28 to the 30 and then gets picked up and dropped at the 40-yard line. He got back to the original line of scrimmage. Timeout, Tigers. Timeout, Warsaw. 7:40 left to go. Warsaw still trails by 14. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Welcome back to Lucas Oil Stadium. Great to have you with us on this Saturday night. Decatur Central, last year's state runner-up in 5A. 7 minutes and 40 seconds perhaps away from winning a state championship. They were runner-up a year ago. They were also here in 2018. Kyle Enright has done a terrific job of coaching this football team. Just down the road, literally, down by the airport in Indianapolis, and the white-headed referee has some sort of issue.
Well, if you've noticed the penalty calls, he hasn't been able to call them, like on the public address system.
Is
I think
that
they're
right?
Fixing his, yeah.
Okay.
I think they're fixing his communication.
Colts, the people who normally occupy this building, will be on the road tomorrow because it would be way too much to ask them to host an NFL game here with 68,000 people. So they're on the road tomorrow at New England. We'll have the game starting at noon on News Now Warsaw. No gain on the play. It's third down and 10 from the 42. They sent Dodo in motion. Polston rolling that way. Throws it high, and it's going to be knocked down. Incomplete. Egoff got a hand on it. That's as close as Warsaw's been to a defender with the ball since the first quarter. And a three and out after the fumble by the Tigers, and Warsaw's going to get the ball back with 7:35 to go.
That's what the doctor ordered there. Is this their first punt of the night?
It is.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, Warsaw did not have to burn their final timeout.
Oh, they're going to kick it. We talked about this at the pregame.
Yes.
They're going to kick it.
Okay, so they're lining up for what looks like a field goal. Warsaw does have Tristan Wilson standing back at the 10-yard line. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is up, and it's way short. And Wilson's going to take it at the 9-yard line. Come to the near sideline, 20, 25, and then he'll dance out of bounds. About the 28-yard line. So they line up for what looks like a field goal. They kick the ball like it's a field goal. If Warsaw let it die, they would get it at the 20, because Wilson was back there and ran it out. They essentially gained 9 yards. Warsaw takes over from their 29-yard line with 7:25 to go, down by 14.
But if you think about it, you wonder why more teams don't do that.
That's a great question.
It is.
And I know why I wouldn't do it. I don't even, how do you score that? Is that a missed field?
I think technically it's a missed field goal.
It's a missed field goal,
it
right?
It is a missed field goal.
7:25 left in the season. Unless Warsaw can get to work. There's a late pitch back. There's Brock again to the outside. 35. He's to the 40. He's got another first down. 11-yard gain for the Tigers out to the 40-yard line. And, again, the Tigers are doing some serious damage outside the tackles.
Yeah, that's the fourth or fifth option play off to the wide side that they've run with Quinton just kind of running free.
Ball in the far hash mark at the 40. Warsaw down 31-17 in the 5A state championship game with 7:20 left. Sullivan with Duncan behind him. Option play. Sullivan's going to keep it, and he's going to get stood up for a gain of a yard to the 41. He just has had very little room to operate all night long.
That play, which normally has been there in previous games, just has not been there tonight.
No. Nope. Warsaw continuing to huddle with 7 minutes left. They come to the line of scrimmage, 22 on the play clock. Duncan behind Sullivan, wings on either side, Egoff wide to the right, option play. Sullivan again keeps it, and he gets one more yard to the 42. And again, they've got guys all over him when he takes the ball. When he keeps it, there's just a guy standing there waiting to pound him, and they have pounded him.
Pretty much all night, anything up the middle has just been no good. I know you got to keep the edges honest, but there just really hasn't been anything going on inside.
The wide side of the field is left. Most of Warsaw's best plays have been to the wide side of the field, which against a team with this kind of speed, you wouldn't necessarily think that. Third and 8 from the 42. Drew takes a snap, going to throw it. Got a man, and it's caught. Out near the 48, it's Villema. How far are they going to give him? The official coming in from the far side marks him right at the 50-yard line. And if that's true, it's a first down, and it is. That's a completion of 8 yards and a very, very Christmas-like spot by the official on the far side. And the DC fans down below are like, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, again, we're seemingly 800 feet in the air, but we can see that he didn't – think he quite made the 50.
He barely made the 49.
Right.
But we've seen that all season.
Yep.
We just really can tell it from here.
Exactly.
5:42 left. Sullivan, play action fake, looking, lobs it down the middle of the field for Egoff, and he's got it inside the 20-yard line. Oh, then he got up and started to take off with it. Nope, they can do that on Sundays, but not on Saturdays here at Lucas Oil. It's down to the 17-yard line. That's a 33-yard gain, and Egoff with another spectacular catch here in this postseason.
Yeah, because he could have easily just let that ball come down to him, but he actually jumped up and high-pointed that ball to make that reception.
Sullivan takes a snap, pitches back. Brock trying to get to the corner. It's strung out, and he's going to lose 2 yards. Back to the 19-yard line. There were three white shirts out there, including Braylon Morris, who gets credit for the tackle. Loss of 2 on the play, back to the 19. Second down and 12 with 5:16 left, and Warsaw trailing DC 31-17.
And that was a smart call there by Quinton Brock to go out of bounds there, even take his 2-yard loss, but go out of bounds and get that clock stopped.
That's right. Ball in the far hash mark. White side is the left side. Sullivan takes a look to his right, then his left, then says something to Brock as he goes under center. Option play, and Sullivan keeps it, and he gets buried back to the 23. A loss back to actually to the 24 is where they're going to put the ball down. That's a loss of 5 more, and it's third down and very long. The Tigers facing third down and about 17.
And there's number 4 again making a play.
Campbell.
Yep.
That's Michael, M-Y-K-U-L, Michael. Clock still running. Down to 4:48 left. Egoff to the near side. One wide out. I think that's Chisholm on the far side. Sullivan drops to throw. Pressure comes from the middle. Lofts it up to the near side for Egoff, and it's tipped out of bounds. Egoff was well covered there by Carter, and now it's fourth down, and this is the season for Warsaw.
Yeah, you could make an argument that he might have been a little interfered with, but they've generally been letting them play tonight. They're to the referee's credit.
Yeah, he definitely got manhandled down inside the five. This is the game. Warsaw needs to get the ball inside the 7-yard line to keep this drive alive with 4:31 to go, down by 14. Sullivan has Duncan behind him. Drew takes a snap, and he's going to get hit. He's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. No one blocked the nose tackle. I mean, not a single soul. And it was Morris who just came flying in, and Sullivan never took the second step back from the center before he got tackled. He tried to fling it out to the side. It's incomplete, and with 4:27 left to play in the game, Decatur Central's got the ball and the state finals in their hands.
Yeah, as soon as he got the snap, that nose tackle was on top of him. He had no choice. He had no chance to do anything.
He couldn't even throw it farther.
No?
He would have liked to have thrown at least toward the end zone to give some guys a chance. Literally,
just right there.
One step is all he got away from the center before he got hit. Polston pitches it back. Hicks runs into his own guy. Gets outside the 25 to the 26-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play.
And you know Decatur Central is just going to milk this clock.
As they should.
As they should.
Warsaw down to one timeout left. They will not use that here. Bart Curtis stalking the sideline. What a season he and his coaches put together here with this group of football players, taking them to a place they'd never been to before, taking this community where it'd never been before. Polston hands off up the middle. Carter breaks a tackle, breaks another. 40, 45, near sideline, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and he goes all the way for the touchdown. 74 yards, and that is that. Carter goes the distance. And Decatur Central is going to win the 5A state championship here this evening.
And that was just a rush off the right side. And again, I've said it seemingly 12, 14 times tonight, but unbelievable blocking on the perimeter and the offensive line. Just huge hole right there up the middle. And a couple missed, three missed tackles there. And Carter's off to the races.
Well, the dream was fulfilled. Warsaw wanted to get to the state finals. They did that. Unfortunately, the ending of this story will not be what we all wanted. Vogel for the point after. Snap, spot, kick up. Kick is good. 3:33 left. It's 38-17 Decatur Central, back in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Time ticking out on the season now. You knew it would end tonight. Whether it ended happy or unhappy, you knew that this was it. The end of the road. And for these seniors who have seen it all, they just wanted one more win. They're not going to get it because they ran into a team that was better than them.
Yeah.
Despite Warsaw's mistakes, which have been very costly, Decatur Central is better than Warsaw. And I have no problem saying that out loud in front of you, in front of them, in front of anybody. Decatur Central got here last year. Got turned away by Fort Wayne Snyder. They will not be denied on this evening. And Kyle Enright is about to lead his team to a state championship. And they will have earned it.
Yep.
Vogel walks off his steps to kick off with 3:33 left and his team up by 21. And the walk up and the boot. High and returnable. Brock from the 3, 10, 15, 20, 25. He's to the 30, and he'll go down right at the 30.
Yep, you said it right. I mean, they're just, at least tonight too, they're just better, and they've been doing everything just flawlessly. I think that's the word that I could use. They made one mistake, the interception that Quentin made, but other than that, they're blocking. the running, the ability to shed tackles is really, really, really good.
Well, they threw one interception, and they exposed the ball one other time. Cohen had he got two hands on a pass over the middle early in the game. Again, you'll never know. We'll never know. Sullivan hands off to Duncan. Duncan will spin forward for 5 yards out to the 35. 3:18 left. You're losing a lot of seniors, a lot of really good football players. There are a lot of skilled players on this football team coming back. Warsaw will be thrilled to death to have a guy like Quentin Brock come back and be their quarterback next season. Sullivan gives on the reverse to Reed. Reed trying to get to the corner and does. 35 and then pushed into the DC bench near the 38-yard line. They're going to give him to the 39, so that'll be a gain of 4 for Tucker. And here's a guy who about every 3.3 times he touched the football scored a touchdown. Yeah. He's coming back. We'll have to find some guys to fill in the gaps on the outsides with Eagleoff graduating. The biggest need, though, those 5 guys up front, 6 guys, 7 guys. You're going to need some new linemen. And a late pitch back to Reed again, and he's got room. 45, 40, 35, 30. Cuts back at the 25, made a guy miss. 20, 15, 10, the 5, and he'll be dragged down back to the 7-yard line. Tucker Reed, an incredible run on the late pitch, and he went whoop and let the guy fly right by, and the Tigers have first and goal at the 7 after a gain. And I haven't put it up there yet.
That's by far been our best plays tonight, is that option to the wide side.
First and goal, Tigers from the 7. 2:19 left, clock running. Sullivan hands off to Duncan at the 5, and he gets no farther than the 5. Second down and goal after a gain of 2. You know, they never did put up the...
That's the delay, that TV there.
Yeah, they never put up the...
54-yard
game. Thank you. Kid can run.
Yeah.
Excited about him. We need to find some blockers. Give him some time to do that. From the 5-yard line, Sullivan. Play action fake. Rolling, looking, throws to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Ethan Eagleoff with a 5-yard touchdown reception. And with 1:36 left... Tigers score to make it 38-23.
With the score being 14 points, you just have to. I just keep looking at the stat line, the turnovers and the points off turnover. You want to play that what if game.
Oh yeah.
And I know the game's not over by any stretch. Just time is going to be obviously be our enemy, but you play that game of boy, if we play some clean football, what would the score be?
Warsaw will kick it. Mason Smythe, perhaps his last extra point as a Tiger. Snap, spot by Villema. Kick is up. Kick is good. 1:36 to go in the game. Warsaw trails 38-24 to Decatur Central. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Andy just peeked over at Austin and realized that the total yards for this game are even. And Warsaw has rushed for over 300 yards in this game, too. But 3 fumbles lost.
Yep.
And we'll never know, because that's the beauty of sports. It's also for the painful part, because we'll never know what could have happened, what might have been, if the Tigers had scored on 2 of those drives. Because if they had... And 2 of them were after 30-yard runs, got you to midfield.
I was just going to say that.
You were in great shape. Yeah. If they score on those 2 drives, we're talking about 1:36 away from overtime. Smythe has the ball teed up at the 40. And, whistles sound, and Warsaw called timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 1:36 left to play in the game. 38-24. Decatur Central with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Incredible sponsorship this fall for Tiger football. Sold out for almost, well, the entire regular season. We sure appreciate it. We can't do this. We can't come here. We can't do any of the games without the people who pay the bills, and those are the sponsors. And we are very grateful for them doing that for us and to our sales team for their hard work and making that happen. We'll have to break out the proverbial envelope here in a little bit. The envelope that we use to keep the paper in, that we thank everyone who's helped us along the way this season. After the timeout, Smythe is going to kick it down the field, and it's going to be tipped, and I think the Tigers got it. They did. The Hawks didn't put any effort into getting that ball at all. They basically just stood there. One guy reached his hand out, tipped it, and Robbie Strong comes out of there with it for Warsaw. And with 1:35 left, Warsaw down by 14 has the ball with a chance to go in and score again.
It didn't look like, just watching the replay, it didn't look like they had any sorts of urgency getting the ball.
Look at Hicks. Hicks stuck his hand in there like he thought he was going to get hit. Quentin Brock disrupted him, and Strong comes out of there with it. So now at the 49-yard line, Tigers have at least one more chance. Sullivan, quick throw, and it is caught by Egoff at the Hawk 49-yard line. Gain of 4. Clock continues to move.
Yeah, and if you're Warsaw, you're going to probably need to start taking some shots down the field. Those four-yard pass completions aren't, with the time the way it is, isn't going to do you any good.
Sullivan, option play, pitches back late. And around the corner it goes again. Reed breaks a tackle, and he'll be thrown down in bounds at the 38-yard line. That timeout the Tigers took on the outside kick. Oh.
First down.
First down, Tigers. Yep. That was their last timeout, so they don't have any more. To the 37 of the DC Hawks. Sullivan sends Reed out to the right. One wide out to the near side. Drew back to throw, rolling right, throws it on the run. He's got a man. It's Reed at the 30-yard line. He'll be tackled at the 28. That's a gain of 9 yards. Down to 38 seconds left.
You're going to need to clock it.
Sullivan to the line of scrimmage, and he will do exactly that. 31 seconds left. It's been a fun season.
Yeah,
these guys right to the last, man.
Yep.
Never given up.
Well, it's 38-17 with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. And they got a chance to put another one on the board. 31 seconds, 28 yards to go. Sullivan, under center, takes the snap, drops to throw, time, throws the near sidelines, too high for Egoff. Incomplete. Coverage on the play by Carter, and there's a flag down back in the area of holding.
I think this is going to be a personal foul, little extracurricular. I think that's going to be on Decatur Central.
Oh, okay.
If I saw what I think I saw.
Well, Warsaw's not backing up, so that's good news. The referee talking with the official who threw the flag. And personal foul, Decatur Central. Good job, Andy.
Little extracurricular. Oh, they're going to do offsetting.
Oh,
okay.
Are you kidding?
They always say it's a second guy, but in this case they did the first and second guy.
So that means it's after the play, and so that means it's fourth down and one with 27 seconds left. Sullivan looking at his wristband. Tells his team what the play is, and they need 1 yard to get a first down. Somehow they need 14 points and a little over 20 seconds to tie the game. Sullivan's going to keep it and get a first down, down to the 24-yard line. That'll stop the clock to move the chains. 23 seconds left. Warsaw is going to get up there and spike the ball as soon as they can, and they do. They lose a second, 22 seconds to go. It'll be second down and 10 from the Decatur Central 24-yard line, just after 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. Glad that you are with us here for our broadcast from Indianapolis tonight. It's been a fun season. It will end one win short of the goal. But the dream was realized. Warsaw played for a state championship this year when they never had before. Sullivan, back to throw, blitz coming. He gets pounded to the ground at the 30-yard line. 13 seconds left. The clock continues to run. Warsaw's got to hurry back to the line of scrimmage. Drew never saw the blitzer coming, and they spike the ball again. And that'll make it fourth down with 5 seconds to go, and Warsaw will have one more play. That was a blindside blitz. Drew had his back to that side and never got his head around to look to his right.
That was a textbook tackle sack, too.
Decatur Central now ready to celebrate on the southwest side of Indy. Sullivan from the 30-yard line takes the snap, drops the throw with time, lofting it high into the end zone, and it's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted, and that's the ball game. The clock hits zeros, and Decatur Central has won the game and the 5A state championship by beating the Warsaw Tigers 38-24. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw falls one win short of their ultimate goal. They lose in the state championship game in 5A to Decatur Central, 38-24. The head coach of Decatur Central being interviewed here. It's being broadcast throughout the stadium. Kyle Enright winning the championship. They were runner-up a year ago. They got down here in 2018. Just couldn't get the job done. Tonight was their night. They played better. They didn't make the big mistakes like the Tigers did, and they earned the big trophy that they're about to get. Warsaw gets a trophy, but it won't be as big as the one Decatur Central will get. They will get medals. Theirs will be red. Decatur Central's will be blue. They are the state champions in Class 5A. We're going to keep it here. We're going to do the scoring, but we're going to wait because the announcement of the Mental Attitude Award winner for this year is coming up, and it should be right away. And again, they're continuing to talk with Coach Enyard down on the field. Let's give you the scoring in the second half. Warsaw scored on a 61-yard run in the second play of the third quarter. Brody Duncan on that run at 11:05 of the third. That made it 24-17. But 7:41 left to play in the third. A 4-yard run by Pharrell Carter put DC back up by 14. They went up by 21 with 3:33 left to go in the game on a 74-yard run by Carter. And Warsaw did answer with 1:36 left on a 5-yard pass from Sullivan to Egoff. The extra point by Smythe made it 28-21. And that's where the game ends, 38-24. Warsaw falls to defeat tonight at the hands of Decatur Central. And again, we're getting ready for the medal ceremony, but first, we will have the Mental Attitude Award winner, Jeff Hamstra, former assistant athletic director at Warsaw, is now an AD at Chesterton and is on the executive committee of the IHSAA, assistant commissioner. He stopped by the booth earlier with his lovely wife, and they got to talk to them for a couple minutes. He's reading the announcement in advance, the sponsorship announcement from State Farm, or from Indian Farm Bureau. Sorry, wrong. And Drew Sullivan is the winner of the Mental Attitude Award winner in 5A football for Warsaw Community High School.
Good for him.
Now he will get a big hug from Jeff Hamstra, the representatives from Indiana Farm Bureau. It's the prestigious award in the state of Indiana. You have to be a good student. You have to be a good athlete, and your team has to get to the state finals. And his team did all of those, and he is all of that. Mom and dad are down on the field. As we said earlier, dad grew up in Linton, so the Linton-Stockton game yesterday was interesting to him. And Andrea used to work at this radio station. She used to be back at the station for a while. As they continued to take pictures of Drew down below, mom and dad now getting their picture taken with their son, who has dedicated his life to Tiger football. 3 years a quarterback, twice injured, that ruined a month or more of his seasons, and yet he just kept coming back. And tonight, even though his team did not win, tonight is the recognition of that. Drew now on the big screen, being interviewed by Rich Nye from Channel 13 here in Indianapolis. Final score, 38-24. Decatur Central is your champion in Class 5A, and the Tigers are denied. We'll come back with the final stats. Let's do this. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break, come back, and do the drive of the game and the final stats together next on News Now Warsaw.